Social Media Driving License podcast with me, Andy Priestner.
And me, Georgina Cronin. And so we have asked Peter Graham to come back to the Social Media Driving License podcast to talk to us a little bit more about what sort of goes on really behind the scenes of running the official Cambridge Judge Business School Twitter account.
Well, thank you, Georgina. I'm delighted to be asked back.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Well, the at Cambridge JBS corporate Twitter account is, well, it's our main voice on Twitter as an institution. It at the time of recording this, it has about 8,100 followers.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, it's gradually building. Yeah. We do find it goes in fits and starts, obviously, and the old adage about garbage in, garbage out applies, and as much as the more that we tweet and the more engaging content we have, things to talk about, the more the following grows, of course. There's a proportion of those followers who are not legitimate Twitter accounts, but I like to think that in looking through the accounts that do tend to follow us, that there's a higher than average proportion of genuine followers.
Yeah.
So that's quite exciting.
And who are they? Are they other business schools? Are they the business community? Are they students?
It's an interesting question, actually. It's very difficult to put decisive figures on different audiences, networks and demographics, because obviously one only has the information that a Twitter account actually advertises. Anecdotally, I think I could say that we have a higher proportion of what I consider to be educated lay followers, in as much as they're people who engage with leadership management thinking, people who are involved in business strategy across the UK. There are lots of peer academics, there are journalists, there are just people who are interested in some of the things that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
There are a high proportion of local businesses as well, and there's a vibrant local Twitter scene. I sometimes, I know I perhaps have a slightly pessimistic approach to some aspects of social media.
That's okay.
Cautious, shall we say. But I do sometimes wonder that the local Twitter scene is a little bit of an echo chamber, as much as you get a lot of local businesses tweeting because they've been told to tweet. But really they're not, they don't have a strategy in as much as they don't know what they want to achieve from the platform. I think there's a lot of that that goes on. We also have a considerable following of former, current and prospective students. Course, and the MBA, various MBA classes have been quite vociferous on Twitter on occasion.
Good.
Although interestingly, of course, that's where we get onto something like the question of which platform is the right choice for what you're intending to do, because the MBA have had a lot more success with Facebook in previous years than with Twitter. But I think
but
that's probably
that,
another
is that
conversation.
Changing now? Do you think, or are we still on?
I believe it is, actually. Yeah. I think, I mean, this touches on Facebook, of course, rather than Twitter, but some of the changes that Facebook have made in terms of the exposure of updates by brand pages have had quite a negative impact on the way that an institution like us can use Facebook. I mean, you look at the inverted commas reach of some of the posts on Facebook, which in previous times, maybe 25% of your followers on Facebook would see your update.
Yeah.
Now you can look at something like 0.5%
occasion,
which is a horrifying drop.
Yeah.
Obviously, Facebook would like you to then pay money to promote your tweets and advertise, but there we're looking at a fairly and not inconsiderable expenditure. And there, that's where we have to come back to the question of why are we doing this and what does it achieve for us? I have friends who have used Facebook very successfully to promote their own businesses in previous years. One friend in particular springs to mind, a musician. And she had a tremendous following. She saw 500 likes for every single post that she'd make, and that's dropped to maybe a dozen. So, yes, I do think it's changing. I also think there's a demographic shift with Facebook, which is, well, widely reported, and one can find out lots of information about that on the internet. But younger people are perhaps moving away from it.
So who actually does the tweeting from the Cambridge JBS account? Simple question.
Ah, okay. So often it's me. Sometimes it's a member of my team. Media-related tweets tend to come from the PR team via our account. And sometimes we have somebody guest tweet from live tweet from an event. and so forth. But more or less, for the time being, it's largely me.
Good.
And do you feel that's a burden? because I know just Georgina and I, we sometimes really struggle as the info and library account to actually come up with enough content, and we're thinking of that all the time. But then I think we're talking about angle and how we can take an angle on this, which is information and data. But for you guys, I guess the breadth of stuff you could cover, there's quite a lot, isn't there?
Yes, and sometimes overwhelmingly so. there is a lot going on here, and it's very exciting. There's a new corporate communication strategy involving the generation of research features. Mm-hmm. It's more of a content marketing approach that we're taking now. So there's some really, really strong editorial work coming out, and this is something that we can talk more about on social media. I think, if I'm honest, looking after the corporate Twitter account is a relatively small part of my day, and it's something we quite like to have a dedicated resource to look at in due course, because there's a lot more we could do. As it is, it can be hard to find a sense of institutional personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions. So.
Yeah, keep going.
So, is it hard to inject personality, or do you want to even inject personality?
I think we would like to. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at a classic PR strategy for a Twitter account, sort of a more of a sort of thing that, say, the Chartered Institute of Public Relations talks about, this kind of really, let's systemize it, let's work out what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. If you think that your first step in that strategy is broadcasting, just saying, this has happened, look, we've published a feature. A lot of institutions never actually get past that.
No.
You know, that's basically what they do. That can be very positive. Mm-hmm. I mean, you treat your Twitter account like an RSS feed. We're further along than that, in as much as we do have a certain level of engagement. We respond to inquiries from prospective students. We engage with journalists. We don't do enough of that.
But there's a conversation that you're trying to have.
Yes.
And isn't it the will to have a conversation as much as, you know, because you can't guarantee those conversations.
No, not at all.
They just come out of nowhere and are often surprising.
Absolutely. We tend to be reactive as well. So if somebody writes to us asking a question or inquiring, then we engage with them and we have that conversation. I would absolutely love it to, if we as an institution had the kind of voice, character and humour that you see with the Waterstones Oxford Street account.
That's a really good one. Yeah, very funny.
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
And the gentleman behind that has real genuine talent. And that, in my mind, is actually really how social media can be done well. That's definitely where it distinguishes itself from all the other marketing tools that you've got in that classic marketing mix. But that takes time, it takes commitment, and it takes some genuine talent.
What is the single most difficult thing about running that account?
In previous years, I would have said it was finding things to talk about.
Right.
I don't believe that's the case anymore at all. I think it's a question of finding ways to be interesting and engage with the things that we have to talk about. It's not necessarily, some of the things we talk about in terms of our academics research, for example, can be quite rarefied and not obscure, but they're of interest to niche audiences.
Yeah, very specific stuff.
And so that can be an interesting challenge.
Well, thank you very much for your insights into
my pleasure.
That corporate
camp. It's been really interesting.
We've run out of time, and we're also going to be checked out of the room by Grant.
So we better.
He is quite literally hovering outside.
Play the music, Andrew. Quick, play the music.
Playing it. See you all soon.
Thank you very much.